The State Line Sports Hour with Dave Schmidt and Matt Nestor.
From the IHSA, Matt Troha. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Back in the saddle again, I see, huh?
Yeah, what happened to the summer?
I know.
It just went.
Thank you for what you guys do, because I do a lot of these radio shows, and you guys are very well informed, and you give us a chance to state our perspective, and I think you guys bring a good perspective to all the issues, so thank you.
Saturday mornings at 7 on News Talk 1440 WROK. The State Line Sports Hour continues on News Talk 1440 WROK.
Good morning, everybody. Dave Schmidt along with Matt Nestor and producer Tom Warner. Actually, the sun is out. I hear your 70 is in the forecast for Friday. Hopefully, they're right on that. And today, I know that Hananiga girls are getting ready to get on a bus and go to a track meet today. So that's a good sign. It'd be a little cool to start today, but it ought to be nicer later on. And Hananiga, one of the choices in the Nick 10 to win it this year. And with us right now, we have Hananiga girls track coach Danny Savage. Hey, coach, how are you doing today?
Great. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Hey, you know, I read a little article about you the other day, and it says you guys have an advantage having that dome. But is it nice to get outside now for some real competition?
Oh, yeah. It's always great to be outside. I tell the girls, there's nothing better than that first spring day. Like you said, hopefully it'll be Friday when it's 70 and sunny. There's nowhere better to be than out on a track, throwing the shot, discus, running some hurdles, or whatever else the girls are doing.
You know, you've had one of the top track programs in a while here. And how much pressure does that come into the girls coming in, you know, to try to uphold the legacy there that's been created at Hananiga?
I think there's pressure there, but that's what we want to teach them. You know, there's pressures in life as you go through, so that's just something they got to learn to deal with, and hopefully we're teaching them for the future. And they've been doing such a great job the last few years. We don't really look at it too much as pressure. We just worry about what we're doing. And if we do what we're supposed to do, 9 times out of 10, everything's going to turn out pretty good for ourselves. So we kind of count the points at the end and just worry about ourselves. And the last couple of years, that's been a pretty good formula for us.
You know, when you look at track, you just can't have sprinters, you just can't have field event people, you just can't have distance people. You got to have the whole package. Do you feel like this is one of the better years for that whole package for you at Hananiga?
Oh, yeah, definitely. By far the most well-rounded team. We've already gone to a couple meets where we scored in every single event. And, in fact, at the indoor conference meet, we scored at least 4 points in every single event. So that's just, goes to my assistants, great coaches, girls on the team, working hard. And, we got a ton of girls on the team this year, so that always helps with the numbers.
You know, obviously you have different elements when you talk about indoor and outdoor. How much of that indoor track season translate to the outdoor, and how much success can you expect to roll over?
I think a lot of success for us can roll over. It's definitely a big advantage. It gives us an opportunity to learn some of the basics that other teams that don't have indoor track can't learn because they just don't have the facilities. So it gives the girls some confidence, when we're going to this meet today at Stagg High School in the suburbs, that, you know, this is our seventh meet already. Some teams, and it might only be their second or third meet.
You know, having that dome has always been a big advantage for you. Any concerns with some of the Ryford schools? I know with their field houses, they're going to have some indoor track facilities, things like that. Of maybe you guys not having that great of an advantage anymore when it comes to that stuff?
Sure. You know, when other schools get it, they're going to gain that advantage too. But what I'll tell you is, when everybody gets really good in the Nick 10, then we're going to get better. And having great teams in the Nick 10 is only going to help the Harlem and Fleetport that have had some success the last few years. It's only going to help the top teams get better. And when those other teams get better, it sees that everybody can do it. So I'm a big fan of, you know, having the most competitive conference we have. And, you know, Auburn getting that nice facility, Guilford's getting one. That's going to definitely help their teams out. And, hopefully in turn, all girls realize that they're going to have to step up their game too.
You know, you look at your one of your shining stars, Patrice Jones, was the conference MVP last year, won 4 events in the Nick 10. That doesn't happen a whole lot, does it? I mean, that's pretty good. 4 Nick 10 championships and also the conference MVP. Yeah. You got to be pretty proud of her.
That was actually when she was a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she's phenomenal. And she's had some hamstring issues the last few years, and we were just about getting over that. And a lot of girls in her position would have just given up at this point or at least lost some of the drive, and I haven't seen that from her at all. She still has that drive, that desire to be great, and she's going to Illinois State next year to continue her track and field career. So I'm super excited about what she's going to do outdoors this year, and can't wait to see her compete at the Division I level next year.
Who are some of the other girls on the team that you're going to be leaning on this year?
We have a great group of seniors. Ashley Cornford is a senior for us. She's a hurdler and long jumper. She did great indoor season. We have a sophomore, Marla Logan, who's really stepped it up in the throws and the shot and discus. Nikki Altoff's another sophomore who's done really well. She qualified downstate last year in the 400 and ran in a 4x4. And we have Bree Pearson as a junior who's a hurdler and even stepping up to run some 800s for us this year. And then we have just a great group of freshmen. And, we get some basketball players out. Amy Del Santos, basketball player for us, that did awesome in the basketball season, one of my captains. And she's just an awesome hurdler, awesome sprinter and relay member for us. So
we're talking with Honeoniga girls track coach Danny Savage.
Danny, when you look around the conference, there's not necessarily one team you look at and say, this is our biggest rival. But I do think it's nice that there's, each school almost seems to have kind of a tradition in a different event. How nice is that to know that, even if there's not one chief rival from a school, that there's probably somebody in every event that can push your girls?
Oh, yeah, that's key. If somebody's not pushing them, it's real easy to be complacent and real easy to just settle. I'm the best girl in the 100 meters in Rockford or whatever it might be. But, we really want to push the girls to be, the best in the sectional area, the best in the state. And, for each girl, it's going to be different, kind of what the goals are. But definitely need that competition locally to really help make our team better and our girls better and hopefully, making other teams better by pushing them, too.
You look at Honeoniga, you're the girls' coach. Back in the old days, they had a track coach who did both sides of it. It's got to really help to concentrate on just the girls' or the boys' team.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's 18 different events. We have 65, 66 girls on the team. The coaches that did in the past, the boys and girls, I give it to them because it's just such a different dynamic. I used to coach boys' track before I moved out here and got the job at Honeoniga. So it's just two different things almost, dealing with the personalities and there's advantages to coaching girls, there's advantages to coaching boys, there's challenges with boys and there's challenges with girls. So I couldn't imagine having to do all four of those. So.
Well, thanks, Coach, so much. I know you got to get on a bus and go to – where are you going today for your meet?
We're going to Stagg High School, Alonzo Amos Stagg, or maybe that's stuff. So, it should be fun. The sun's shining, so it should be a good day.
Well, thanks so much for being on today, and good luck at Alonzo Stagg.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Thanks for all your support of high school athletics.
You bet. We've been talking to Honeoniga girls track coach Danny Savage. And, Patrice Jones, I overlooked that part that was when she was a freshman.
Yeah, when she did.
She sat out last, a couple of years because of injuries.
Right.
But it sounds like she's back being healthy. But
She's
one of those phenomenal kids that can do those type of things. But they have a great program at Honeoniga for the girls.
Yeah, they've really just been one of the premier programs early in the state. They're consistently, winning conference titles, competing for sectional titles, and, getting girls downstate, things like that. Really just one of the top-notch programs in the state.
Yeah, and I think Danny's also the cross-country girls coach, or boys and girls coach at Harlem. I know he's been over there, and so he gets around and he understands that. But Honeoniga's got to be one of those dream jobs. And once you build up a program like that, the kids figure out that that's a good program to be involved in. You don't have a hard time getting kids to come out.
Well, and the nice thing, they have young girls that come in as freshmen and sophomores that can compete. And, that means that they're at the lower levels, they're learning how to do these things. And it gives them a sense that, hey, I got a chance to come in there right away and be good at something. And they do a good job of identifying where they should probably best fit in events and things like that, too.
And he does have a nice day. It's going to be a little cool out there.
Yeah,
it'll
be a little cool, but hey, you got the sun out, and that's all you can ask for.
Last week you talked about domes where they're playing softball at the Chicago Bandits facility.
Yeah.
You might see some more of those in the future. I know they're getting some field houses and stuff at Auburn and Guilford, which is going to be nice because they can actually do some stuff.
And I forget who I was talking to and what program they were with, but I was talking to somebody this week, and they said that they're actually thinking about doing that here in town, you know, building up one of those indoor facilities like that where teams can practice, play games, things like that. So
it would solve a lot of questions. And you look at the turf fields that have already come into play, like Freeport and the two Rockford fields. They can play some girls' soccer. It may not be the best conditions,
right?
But they can play because at Harlem, you couldn't do that. So that's why they're trying to get a turf field. Because that would tear that baby up.
Yes, it would.
So it's been a key. If you're going to have spring sports, let's take care of them.
You know, and you wonder, you know, you know, I know some places where maybe they just do the infield turf, stuff like that, and leave the out. You know, wonder if maybe anybody's discussed something like that where you can at least probably get some games in. The outfield might be a little bit rough, but maybe you can get some games in and go that way.
If you ever notice all the pictures from the high school baseball games, it's so yellow, the fields. It's weird. It's almost like somebody did something to the pictures, but that's the way it really looks.
Yeah, and usually it's that way almost through the entire season, just, you know, because by the time they get to the end, that's when it's finally starting to get warmed up. You also notice a lot of times the fans in the crowd, you know, are all bundled up because usually freezing out there at those games.
The Rockford City Challenge for boys volleyball started this week. Great game. Jefferson hangs on to beat Guilford. We got all that stuff on our StatelineSportsHub.com Facebook page. We're going to go to Mike Beyer now for news. You're listening to the State Line Sports Hour here on News Talk 1440 WROK.
This segment has been brought to you by the following supporters of StatelineSportsHub.com.
Lincoln Rental and Sales, Visconti Computers, Vintage Zone, Golden Waterproofing, Rockford Lutheran, Asha Salon Spa, Independence Village, and Advanced Chimney Systems. Also brought to you by PC Tech 2U, Bishop Lane Retreat Center, City Body Shop, S&S Recycling, the Rockford Area Illini Club, North Point Terrace, and Tussing Tile and Flooring.